What else is going on in the group?
The other important study that I think we are near completing is our randomized phase 3 study in stage 3 non-small cell lung cancer. The Southwest Oncology Group reported a phase 2 study. This was SWOG-9504. This has since been published in the Journal of Clinical Oncology by Dr. Gandera. And this was an 83-patient study. They looked at good performance status patients who had stage 3B disease only. And in this group of patients, the historical control for median survival would be about 12 to 13 months. And the historical control for 5-year survival would be about 3%. Well, in the phase 2 study, they did report a median survival time of 26 months, doubling against the historical control, and an astonishing 5-year survival of 29%, which is really 6 to 8-fold higher than what you would expect.
That was updated last year at ASCO.
That was updated. The 5-year analysis was updated, and that's where we come up with the 29% figure, including a 20% 5-year survival for patients with N3 disease. And that is truly quite good, at least compared to historical controls. Now, the Southwest Oncology Group did a follow-up study, and they did report that at ASCO last year. That was SWOG-0023. And this was a randomized trial in which patients with both 3A and 3B disease, good performance status, good pulmonary function, their FEV1 had to be greater than 2 liters, or the expected FEV1 in the unaffected contralateral lung had to be greater than 800 cc's. So in general, in our patient population, it's actually a reasonably good pulmonary function. And these patients all received the SWOG-9504 regimen. They received cisplatin plus etoposide concurrently with radiation, and then they went on to receive 3 cycles of docetaxel. If they were able to complete all of that therapy without undue toxicities, progression of disease, or death, then they were randomized to receive either placebo or gefitinib. The study was reported earlier than they had expected because there was some concern about gefitinib and the issues with the negative ISIL study showing it had not statistically prolonged survival compared to placebo. So there was an unplanned analysis to look to make sure that they were doing okay, and the statisticians came to the opinion that there was no way that if the trial continued that gefitinib would be better than placebo. So we learned quite a few things from that trial. The first thing that we learned was that the median survival time for all 575 entered and eligible patients was 19 months, which was a bit less than the 26 months that one might expect, or that one was hopeful of in the phase 2 data. Secondly, we did learn that it was much more difficult to get patients through the consolidation therapy than had been expected. The trial design called for 80% of the patients who entered to be randomized. Turned out that only 44% of the patients who were entered were actually randomized. So in other words, getting through induction and getting through 3 cycles of docetaxel. They didn't get randomized until they were through docetaxel consolidation.
Oh, to the gefitinib plus or minus gefitinib.
Exactly.
Okay, right. So let's sort of dissect out a couple of the things that you've talked about. First, I'm just kind of curious. Some people have looked at those data and said, it looks like gefitinib had a negative impact. And others have said, it's just statistical noise, there's not enough events.
Boy, I tell you, the curves split widely. And it is very possible that this is all due to chance. And certainly if the curves had been reversed, we would have been very excited and may not have met statistical significance, but we would have said there was a strong trend. And I could imagine that being very compelling evidence for many physicians. What's very interesting about that data is if you look carefully at the progression-free survival curves, they actually overlap until about 1 year, and then they begin to split. And that's about the time where you would expect patients to be getting their gefitinib and having been on it for a few months. So it's an interesting split in the curves.